And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, by the way, before I finish up the text messages and things that I've got here on the screen, it's interesting. Alabama U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville was in court today with Tuberville. Yep. You had Senator J.D. Vance and Senator Tommy Tuberville were two of the attendees sitting in, basically sitting in support of Trump throughout the proceedings. I've never seen this happen before. And that's a clear indication that people are not seeing the need to divest themselves of interaction with him. You know, speaking of which, I think right now today, Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, his criminal trial for corruption, you know, they found gold bars like in his closet and you know, any kind of number of special transactions that went through. He was on the take for the nation of Egypt while he was chairing the foreign policy or the committee on foreign affairs. I know I'm saying that wrong, but the reality is this: no, I don't think anybody's going down there and sitting in the court with Bob Menendez. I've not heard of that, but Trump has had a constant stream of big name politicos and others who are coming and sitting in the courtroom with him because they are showing their support to the world. And that's an interesting dynamic. I get a few text messages here. TB from Toonerville says, that professor a minute ago says, that guy will get his culling one day and he can see if it worked. Call it the rapture. Yeah. And by the way, keep your eyes out and open. Listen for the trumpet because I don't know what the end times look like, but they feel a lot like this, I think. First-time texter from Flushing, New York says, by the way, we need your... Yeah, Joe in Vinemont. Go ahead and plug him in, bud. Joe in Vinemont says, first-time texter, grew up in Flushing, New York, but proud that I live in God's country of Vinemont, Alabama. Question for you, why do we never hear about the hostages, especially the American citizens? Why would our president not be doing everything he could to help get those back instead of backstabbing our ally? Well, because it's Joe Biden. Joe, I mean, it's a great question. It's off my topic, but I'll just go ahead and answer it because it's Joe Biden. That's why. Joe Biden has no clue how to lead. And listen, let me quantify my statements. I have said before on the show that Joe Biden is a living example of what happens when you put somebody in a position of leadership who has never had any leadership experience in his life. He has been in public office. He was one of the youngest U.S. senators ever elected. He's been in public office for almost 50 years. He has done nothing to run a business, to write a paycheck, to lead troops in battle. He's done nothing that says this man's a leader. He knows how to lead. He's always had the joy of what I call rhetoric without responsibility, meaning he could go to the microphone and say whatever he wanted to say. He didn't have to own it because he was not a leader. He was just a rhetoric guy. Always been that way. And now suddenly he's in charge. That's why he's not pursuing our U.S. interests, because he's too busy trying to equivocate and find the happy place and don't point things out because the Hamas protesters might come to your house or mess up your Democrat National Convention and make it very difficult for you. So that's exactly what he's doing. He is playing politics with our American lives that are still currently being held hostage. Ron from Huntsville says, I intended it to mean, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Ron, he didn't mean me. Well, now we feel better about Ron from Huntsville. He meant that the professor ought to start with himself, not me. Ron, check your text messages, brother. That came out badly. We love you again, Ron. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one. This one right here, talking about Alabama. Y'all, I'm saying, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Wow. All right, listen, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends over at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. They are just like so good at what they do. And they are open 7 days a week at all their locations. So you get sick on a Saturday. Do you wait till Monday? Nope. Southern Immediate Care. It's also all ages. I like to say it's from pediatric up to geriatric. They'll see them all. And by the way, they see me. This is who I go to when I need to. When I need medical attention, I go to Southern Immediate Care. And I don't do it because they advertise. I was doing it long before they advertised. I was pretty pleased with what I was experiencing. Always clean, friendly, professional. And I thought, you know what? I could brag on this. So I went and said, hey, can I brag on this? And they said, you know what? Yeah. So here we are. Proud to have them on board for the last, 7 months or so with the show. And Southern Immediate Care. You need help even on a Saturday. Find the location nearest to you online. Head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. I got some text messages that I'll take right now before I jump into the final dipper. Donna from Coleman, who is not a fan of Donald Trump. Donna from Coleman says, Steve Marshall was up there with Tommy Tuberville in New York today. A good enough reason not to vote for either one of them. Why? Because you think they like Trump and that means you can't support him anymore? I mean, Donna, if you want to vote Biden, you go right ahead. If you don't want to vote for Trump, that means you're voting for Biden. And you can try that RFK Jr. thing if you like. But if you look to see who he picked for his VP, he's not a centrist. Not in the slightest. Jeff from Indiana texting in again says, Phil, I'm smarter than I think I am, because apparently I'm smarter than this volcanologist when it comes to climate change. He should know that the eruption of one large volcano puts out more greenhouse gases than we do in the U.S. for over 100 years, so I'm smarter than a volcanologist. Yes, you are, Jeffro, and I knew that before. I'm sorry I didn't say it to you when you're on the phone. You are. Ray from Hazel Green, Phil, I think the professor, it's kind of volcanology, is the mythical study of Vulcans from Star Trek. No, it can't be, because their motto is live long and prosper. So how can it be? Jay from Hartzell says, can we please just go ahead and sell California to Mexico? I'm good with 49 states. Sam from Anderson says, this is about the San Francisco, you know, paying millions of dollars to give beer and vodka to alcoholics, homeless alcoholics. He says $5 million at $140 a keg. He checked out this pricing. For 55 people, is 650 kegs a person per year.
That's a lot.
It's around 160 beers in a full keg, he said. I'm telling you, man, they're swimming in beer swimming pools. That's what's happening. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's a San Francisco, dude. Wow. John from Elkmont. Biden doesn't have a clue about what's really going on. He surrounded himself with cabinet members and aides that hate America and Judeo-Christian values, all the while telling him what a good job he's doing and insulating him from any news that tells him different. The guy actually thinks he's doing a bang-up job. You know, the other day, I think it was CNN. CNN actually had what I'm sure they thought was going to be a softball interview, and they started asking him hard questions. And you could see the look in his eyes. He was a deer in the headlights. Charlene was telling me she saw it, and she was thinking, I don't think he knows the things that they're asking questions about. I think he's been told the economy really is great. I saw bits and pieces of it, and his eyes were just like glazed over and confused, but not good. John C. from Madison says, currently there's 46 or 47 volcanoes erupting in the world. How much greenhouse gas would that have? Brother, about enough to translate into beer for alcoholics in San Francisco, I'm pretty sure. Let me do this. I'm going to jump on my last dipper for the day. Doesn't have to be a long one, as I grab the papers and rattle them in the microphone. Today, at Mercedes-Benz. All right, this dipper is called Why the UAW Vote Matters. Today, in Vance, Alabama, near Tuscaloosa, Mercedes-Benz, 5,000 employees are voting on whether to join the UAW. Voting on whether to join the UAW after that plant has been non-unionized throughout its entire existence since the 90s. So, Alabama has become one of the top production automotive manufacturing states in the entire nation. We are a world-renowned location for tier 1, 2, and 3 automotive parts manufacturers and automobile assemblers. Mercedes, Toyota Mazda, Hyundai, Honda, they're all here. And then every one of them has their tier twos and threes that provide parts and just-in-time logistics. And then you got the shipping that goes along with them. Every time you have a job at one automotive plant, it spawns multiple jobs outside that plant to support it. It is huge for our economy. It is a big, big, hairy deal. And the UAW has never been here. And yet somehow we've gotten by. Somehow we were named just last year as one of the best states in which to move to, for auto manufacturing. That one plant has more than 5,000 employees right now. That one plant, more than 5,000 Mercedes-Benz employees. And they're voting on whether to unionize. Why? Because the UAW is a machine. The UAW is not about good manufacturing. The UAW is about trying to get more for its workers. And I get that, but at the same time, the UAW has an awful track record. So first of all, do know this. Our law, Alabama, we are a right-to-work state, meaning nobody can make you unionize. That's important. We also embedded it while I was in office. We had it embedded in our Constitution. That's also important. That means it's not going to be just quickly overturned one day by statute if there's ever a weak-kneed legislature. All that to say, Mercedes, the union in Germany, does not respect our law. The union in Germany found out that Mercedes had hired communications advisors to help them craft their messages to counter the whole UAW campaign, right? And Mercedes is entitled to do that, though, under U.S. law. But the union over there, which I believe is called IG Metall, they complained to Mercedes, and Mercedes wound up firing the individuals. Wait, what? Yes. So here you've got European unions, that are working trying to limit free speech in the United States. Why? Because they're unions. They don't care. They will do what it takes to message, and they will do what it takes to get their membership up. Mercedes workers in Alabama have got plenty of reasons to reject this. And I'm not kidding when I say this. Like the big three automakers represented by the UAW, their employment has all declined. Auto jobs are moving to China. UAW membership fell from 1.5 million in 79 to 370,000. In other words, they've dropped by literally they're only one-fifth the size of what they used to be. Hence, the UAW needs more union dues from new members, and so they're reaching out trying to find them. So if you can't be successful where you are, go be unsuccessful somewhere else, right? So right now, if you join the union, you're going to be paying 2.5 of your work hours per month, an average of $90 a month in dues, or $1,000 a year per employee. So if you make $36,000 to $40,000 a year on a starting salary, guess what? You just paid a big piece of that to your union. Great. What happens with that money? Well, UAW President Sean Fain, he makes $220,000 a year and gets flown out to all kinds of lavish events and big conferences. Unionization is going to raise the cost of vehicles. Ford CEO says it costs them an average of $7 to $8 billion in cost disadvantage because they have to handle union dues and unionization. That vote is going on starting today. But here's the other things they do. Aside from the messaging, aside from the interaction with our free speech rights from the union in Germany, how about the UAW's efforts right here to misrepresent? Nick Saban, coach of Alabama, former coach of Alabama, Nick Saban had to issue a cease and desist demand yesterday. Story here on Yellowhammer News. Nick Saban says, I recently learned that the United Auto Workers Union has taken the liberty of featuring comments made by me in advertisements as part of their campaign. He said, not only were those comments made without my knowledge or permission, I do not personally endorse the UAW or its campaign, and I have asked the UAW to remove any advertisements featuring me. In other words, what they did was they took something he said somewhere about a game or something else, and they put it on their poster and made it look like he was speaking about things that the UAW members ought to care about for the union. That's misrepresentation. That's the organization they're voting on right now. By the way, last week, University of Alabama and Auburn University had to also release rare joint statements demanding the UAW stop using copyright infringements by using their logos in their advertising. I mean, The kind of things you and I get sued for, the union's like, just put it out, man. Pretend Nick Saban's on our side. They'll all vote for us if they think old Nick's doing it. Meanwhile, you might want to know this. If you're out there wondering whether to vote yay or nay on the union, or you have friends that are, how about this? Just last month, a Nissan facility in Somerset, New Jersey, filed a petition to decertify from the UAW. They'd only been members for 4 years, and they were sick of it. They didn't like it. It wasn't working out well. It was making their life miserable. They just got certified in 2020. Well, the National Labor Relations Board under the Biden administration is not that easy to work with. It's super pro-union. And usually it'll say no on stuff like this. It's kind of like this citizen's article here from the U.S. Chamber. It's like the Hotel California. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Once you're certified union, it tends to stay that way. But this is also going to be really embarrassing for the UAW if it happens. Well, guess what? It happened. Right after that, right at the end of April, early May, the U.S. Chamber issued a second statement. Surprisingly, the National Labor Relations Board allowed the decertification vote for Nissan. And the vote was a solid majority of 70% saying they wanted out. And after 4 years, UAW representation at the Nissan plant in New Jersey ended in ignominy. That's the organization that we're talking about. But listen, I mean, it goes on from there. I mean, should I get it in before the break? How about this? I'll just do this right now. Then you got the Stellantis plant, where after the UAW went on strike for 6 weeks last fall, Stellantis came back and promptly laid off 539 non-union workers. In other words, the union got what it wanted because it went on strike and jimmied up the supply and demand, and the economy was also being hit by the actions of the union shutting down the plants. But on top of that, 539 people lost their jobs at that one plant because after they had to pay everything they had to give the union to get them back to work, they couldn't afford to keep other people that were working. Last one is this. As you hear these folks talk about, we're going to vote for the union. Oh, great. How do you feel about knowing that the union not only endorsed Joe Biden? Hey, Red State Alabama, how do you feel about knowing the UAW not only endorsed Joe Biden, but has recently also issued statements supporting the pro-Hamas protesters at campuses? Sean Fain, the president of the UAW, himself said, story here on the Wall Street Journal, the war is wrong, he said. The UAW has been calling for a ceasefire for 6 months, and they will stand with the protesters on these campuses. He says it's the mass arrests or intimidation of those exercising their right to protest, strike, or speak out against injustice. Well, that'd be great if it was talking about, you know, something that they really are dealing with. But, oh, no, this is the union. And the union you have to look at and go, why are you doing a pro-Hamas statement at this particular time? So, hey, Alabama auto workers, if the UAW comes knocking, ask them why they support Joe Biden. Ask them why they support Hamas. Ask them why the Nissan plant up in New Jersey decided to go ahead and just decertify after only 4 years. Ask them why they're losing jobs at plants where they are, and ask them why productivity's down at plants where they are. Ask them why. I guarantee you they'll have an excuse. They'll blame it on big management. They'll tell you why the man's out to get them. But I'm telling you, it's only where the UAW puts its footprints that you wind up seeing them track in the mud. All right, we'll take a break right there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, JT from Lacey Springs says, with regards to the San Francisco paying $5 million to basically say, belly up to the bar, boys. Just free drinks, you know. Happy hour all day long, every hour. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? For the homeless alcoholics. He says, free drinks. It ain't just the homeless and addicted. $5 million a year, all the locals are partaking. I'm saying, man, they're having a kegger like nobody's ever seen right now in San Francisco.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's unreal. It's just like, it's, you know, we put that in woke world, but it's really jackassery. And at the same time, you look at it and go, it's also just like layers of wrong. I mean, at what point are you helping somebody by feeding the addiction? Well, we're trying to make it a little smoother, make it a little easier for them to, you know, go through their withdrawals. You're really not. You're really not. You're perpetuating the problem. What is it with San Francisco?
Who's running the show over there?
The inmates are running the asylum right now. It's just unbelievable. John from Huntsville got the grades in. He says, Big Rig gets an A double plus for his amazing performance. However, today's winner is Phil with an A triple plus. Oh, my gosh. For completing all three dippers. Yes, I did. Thank you. He said, also, I was just wondering, have you ever completed the triple dipper 5 days in a row? Because if you can do that, I will give you so many extra credit points on Friday that there's no way you can get less than an A triple plus. You can't buy me. I know you, you special interest guy. I have. I multiple times. Lots of times. I can't name it, but I did. I know I did. I feel certain. I'm comfortable in saying yes. And then I've had weeks where I didn't get through them at all. Like, I remember when the Afghanistan pullout happened. I mean, it became a thing, dude. I mean, I might as well just not have even had dippers. I came in every day with dippers ready and didn't use them because Afghanistan was the only story for a while.
I think this is the same thing when the gambling bills first started.
Gambling, sometimes gambling would take on a life of its own. Yeah, you're right. We had several shows where it was gambling all day long. Yeah. Anyway, I do what I can, John, but I appreciate you, brother. All right. Hey, listen, we got plenty more on tap for the rest of the week, and I will do all I can to accommodate John's need to hear all three dippers. But the main thing is you need to know this. This show exists for you guys, man. It does. Big Rig and I could sit here every day just doing this, and it would be like, okay, what are we accomplishing? Nothing without y'all. And we know it, and we do not take that for granted. So blessings on your evening. We're back here tomorrow. We'll see you then.